Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's cattle deworming time, and I'm so psyched about using Cydectin injectable that I wrote y'all a little rap ditty. Only twice a year you'll be needing this unique and effective mix. It's proven to be long-lasting, so your herd is always first pick. A quick and effective shot will do the trick. It's all you need to do the deed, so get injectin with Cydectin. Get injectin with Cydectin. The cattle's all a-mooing. The dung beetles are not phased. Greener pastures are a-stewing, making Cydectin all the craze. A quick and effective shot will do the trick. It's all you need to do the deed, so get injectin with Cydectin. Get injectin with Cydectin.
To learn more about Cydectin injectable and its short withholding time and its numerous benefits, talk to your veterinarian or Beringer Ingelheim VetMedica, Inc. representative today. Do not treat cattle within 21 days of slaughter. Do not use in female dairy cattle, breeding age, veal calves, or calves less than 8 weeks of age.
Thousands of FFA members gathering in Louisville, Kentucky for the 2015 National FFA Convention and Expo. All the official activities getting underway today. 60,000 plus expected to be here before the end of the week. And our coverage all week long being brought to you in part by ITC. We're your energy superhighway. Also, Oklahoma FFA alumni, Oklahoma FFA Association, helping with our sponsorship and bringing these reports to you. One of the things going on starting today, career development events, CDEs for short. One of the teams competing, the Ag Issues team of the Kingfisher FFA chapter, Holly Barrow is one of the members of that team. She says they're talking about agriculture and drones, and they've learned a lot about the pros and the cons of drones being used in agriculture.
We did. Actually, the biggest part of the con side of drones in agriculture is just the privacy issue. And there's a lot of beneficial aspects of drones in agriculture. One of the biggest things we talked about is the thermographic sensors that we can use to detect if the fields are lacking nutrients or if there's anything in your field that needs sprayed, or the use of how you can eliminate the use of chemicals in your field and fertilizers, and how you can increase efficiency on your field.
The Ag Issues Contest, one of 21 career development events underway today here in Louisville. Farm groups and House and Senate Ag Committee leadership all upset over the congressional budget deal that's been cut with the White House that will include major cuts to crop insurance delivery rates. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says that we've got to reject this short-sighted budget deal ASAP. Looks like the House may be taking it up as early as today. He says attacks on crop insurance have been increasing in frequency as larger segments of the population are further removed from agriculture. The value of this safety net program is less and less understood. The budget deal would cut reimbursement rates from 14% down to 8.9%. The negotiation will be happening between now and the end of next year and would be in effect from 2017 on. The agreement would give an estimated $3 billion in savings by the cuts. Looks like a variety of folks have now stood up and said no way, including the likely new Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, has said that he opposes this deal reached by the congressional leaders in the White House. Ryan denouncing the deal, saying he did not like the way it had been negotiated and promised that under new management, the people's business would be conducted differently. A vote to make Ryan Speaker of the House could come as early as today. You've got farm news on Ron.
ITC is the nation's largest independent electricity transmission company. From our ITC Great Plains offices in Oklahoma City, we own, operate, and maintain the high-voltage electricity system that keeps the power flowing to communities in southeast Oklahoma. ITC Great Plains is proud to support the Oklahoma FFA and to sponsor reports on the Radio Oklahoma Network and the Blue Green Gazette from the 88th National FFA Convention. We're proud to play a vital role in shaping the energy future here in Oklahoma and beyond. For more information, visit us at itctransco.com. ITC is your energy superhighway.
That's your farm news. Reporting from Louisville in the National FFA Convention, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.